prepared, which was mentioned on here.
We're going to start over on the coronavirus podcast.
Take two.
There is so much going on. I've got headlines for today. I did not make videos for them. I have more headlines for the virus than I do other headlines because that's what's happening right now. Less than 2,000 Americans have been tested for the virus. U.S. Customs still not screening passengers from hotspots. That's concerning. There's a state of emergency in New York. Hotel housing quarantined collapses in foreign country. We just talked about that, and we can go into that in more detail. Leaked slide indicates hospitals planning for millions infected here in the U.S. That's a leaked slide. Hellish quarantine aboard the Grand Princess ship off the coast of California. San Jose calls for moratorium on evictions during quarantine, and that's important. So in other words, if you're under quarantine, and this has been one of my personal concerns, how are you going to pay the rent?
Right.
We all live paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. I do. I'm right. telling you. I don't have a fund where I can just, pay two to six months of rent because I'm sick.
A lot of people.
Yeah. So there should be a moratorium. If your city is under quarantine and there is a state of emergency,
your government should
they should not be able to evict you. There should be and you know what? If you have to make back payments, it is what it is. Now, another fan that I was talking to via Messenger said that they call or comments or something said that
you
they
move over.
They called their mortgage company and asked them in case there was a quarantine situation for their particular household, mm-hmm. what would happen?
Right.
And the mortgage company said, "Hey, we'll just defer your payments for a couple of months."
That's
so
awesome.
You have, as individuals, have to reach out to these loan institutions, car loan institutions. Anything where you owe money and find out what the freaking plan is.
Right.
And you need to do that now.
Before.
You need to do that now.
I would say get it in writing. Because
oh, yeah, absolutely. You need to get it in writing.
They might say otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the time comes.
Yeah,
you
absolutely need to get it in writing. But getting back to San Jose calls for moratorium on evictions during quarantine. Stanford develops new test for virus. So, not just Stanford, but there's a, I don't remember their name, but there's a couple of dudes that are super smart in Tennessee that are developing a vaccine for
I mean, and there is a
this. There is a whole plethora of people that are doing the right thing, okay? And another concern is making the test or vaccine affordable.
Right, and available.
And available.
Because right now, none of that is approved to be used yet.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a whole freaking thing. So those are all the headlines.
Can I get to...
A.K.A. concern. No, go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm those are just the headlines. We'll get back to those one at a time.
Okay. You had me free... Okay, that doesn't... Hospitals out here not being prepared. Yeah, there's this... Go ahead. There's situations where there is tests, but which were released by the CDC, and then they took it back. And now, if you go to a hospital right now, most places, they don't have tests available. So they... To test you to see, hey, do you have this or not? So they're not prepared because there's not the tools that they need provided yet in a lot of cases.
There was... several, there is a link actually that somebody sent me about nurses who are saying that there's total non-preparation going on, that people are stealing masks. It's a whole thing. Not only are they not prepared for these tests, and it's not by their hand. They can't even protect themselves properly to keep from spreading it too. There's a big, huge concern about spreading it to other people because they're exposed.
Somebody mentioned the money, transparency, like the infected.
Yeah, there's a whole thing on that. And it's true. I mean, money is one of the dirtiest things you can handle. We've known that for a long time, yet every day we handle it. Your credit cards are the same way. If you have cash, wipe that shit off mm-hmm. with a bleach whatever, dude. Mm-hmm. Wash it. I mean, I'm not joking. Right. Do what you gotta do to protect yourself, man.
Is there a way for you to answer, is Cancun safe? One of our followers is trying to see if Cancun is safe. Also, while you're doing that, what advice to avoid coronavirus? I mean,
oh man, dude.
There's a lot of things you can try to do. You can
talk on that. Washing your hands, number one. Wash your hands for
20 seconds at least.
Someone said sing happy birthday song while you're washing your hands. Yeah, I have my kids
do ABCs.
Yeah, because then you know it's long enough. Mm-hmm. Washing your hands, Bizarre Nurse said, reduces the possibility of you getting sick from anything by 70%.
Right. So you should do it. That's
major key mm-hmm. right there. But also, keep people out of your personal space. If you're out in public and somebody looks sick, they're freaking sick. Stay away from them, you know? But aww. People who are ill have to go out too to get supplies. Yeah. I mean, you can't. But if you're ill, dude, you should be wearing something to protect other people from you.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to try to protect other people and protect yourself in various ways. Wearing gloves, wearing masks if you can. You know, not just like the mask I'm wearing now. I mean, like masks that are made to prevent spreading diseases or spreading illnesses, rather. Ugly Lord says, you guys are pretty.
Aw. Dude. Thank you. Yes. So kind. You know what I've noticed about our followers and fans and really our family?
Yeah.
They're really our extended family. They are so nice. Kind. Like, and nice. Rarely do we get some creepy troll that's just rude or mean. They're because, so nice. Just people are really genuine.
And
man.
Even if they don't agree with us, like, we have different beliefs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's okay if you don't agree with us, man.
I don't think I've ever been completely disrespected, you know? Which is really I haven't either. You know?
It's so funny when people call me boomer. I'm like, all right, kindergarten. Okay. Summer school. That's like the worst. That I'll put out there, you know. And I don't see anything about Corona in Cancun. But look, you need to go on bizarrebus.com, click on headlines, and under the COVID-19 headlines, you'll see three maps that I have linked. And one of them is Wikipedia. I'm sure if you put it in there, take a look, it'll tell you if that place is having any issues. Because I am not a scientist or an expert and I don't want to lead anyone wrong.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that because Mr. Case Manager 28 asked for resources of some kind, some of our sources apparently. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
With regards to the numbers I'm getting, I'll tell you exactly what I use. Wikipedia, Worldometer, and the John Hopkins Global infected map. But there are many places you can go. Where I get my stories is all over the internet, dude. I case the internet.
We try to attach the article or the source of some kind when we do stories.
Yeah,
and because a lot of them are on bizarrebus.com.
Yeah. Well, every story that I do for the news every day, I link it on the website so you can see the source.
So is there already, this is a question by are there already not laws in place that would like help us if we weren't able to work? Laws in place for like mortgage and bills?
Not in the United States that I'm aware of. There are in other countries where they have,
a bank of sorts to help cushion.
For instance, Europe has a medical system that covers everybody.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with their protection.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, you know. but as far as the United States goes, I think it's going to be up to each individual city to put those plans in place. We've never been faced with this kind of situation, people. Right. This is not on a larger scale. Not in our, you know, this is not 1918 Spanish flu. This is not when my mom went through some kind of flu. I can't remember the name of it. Back in the 70s. This is, we have never been faced by this kind of situation. Yeah. So it's going to be up to each individual city to,
what's happening? Okay. Who's with you on the couch? Jedi Master 84. I am her daughter.
That's my daughter. Bizarre teacher.
Bizarre teacher. Yeah. They love our report. Thank you. Thank you very much, you guys. Give some of that government money. Yes.
Well, you know, our president was awarded some millions of dollars or bill. I can't remember, three something billion. And most of that is going to go towards creating vaccines. Yeah. But also that he had mentioned small businesses to help them stay afloat, because obviously they have bills to pay too.
Right. Right.
But more so, shouldn't it go to cities to help people not become homeless
right
during this? Who the is who thinking knows? Of that problem?
Yeah.
We don't need more of that.
I don't know, man.
So also, I had several ideas on how to help people, but
well, go ahead.
We haven't got there yet.
What's the point? I mean,
well, it's stuff I want to discuss with you on how we as Bizarre Abyss could come together and
okay. So
bring something together for other people who are losing their shit, you know?
Okay. To be determined.
We'll get there.
To be discussed.
We'll get there.
My husband has to fly and travel for work. I guess advice would be get a mask and keep clean.
Take bleach wipes and bleach that whole shit around.
Right.
Man.
Like, just use gloves,
bleach,
you know, the Clorox bleach wipes, and wear the mask and try your best to stay safe.
Right.
Wait till the virus hits IRS. Where's my refund?
Well, you know, most of that is computerized, so you're really dependent on the electric company for that. Like, most of it's computerized. So when you put the only people doing anything really there are audits. So they randomly pick people to audit. I mean, I'm not from the IRS, so I'm just saying, you know, damn it. Where's my,
what did you,
nicotine gum, dude?
Right there, Mom.
Oh,
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. How so you, yeah, your bank will give you a refund, dude, if they're still in existence.
How long do,
just saying.
How long do you think that people should stock up for? They're asking.
At least a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I would say maybe even up to a month.
Well, here's the thing. So, yeah, canned goods and all that. But, you know, we all, I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
So
it's going to come
in. It's going to go bad in a week. But, yeah, you should have
frozen, at least, though. You can steam it in the microwave.
Yeah, you can. And
frozen
you can
vegetables are better
stuff
for you than canned.
Absolutely.
So doing frozen, if you can't do fresh, do frozen.
Right.
And you can microwave it and it lasts.
And if it starts to go bad, then just freeze
it. Oh,
it
lasts for a while. I mean,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Get frozen vegetables and steam that in the microwave.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, some people would tell you 6 months. Some people would tell you 3. I'm saying if all you can do is something.
Swine flu.
Then do two.
In the 70s.
2 weeks.
Sorry.
You know?
Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
Where are you going?
I had to fix.
Possibility of more bankruptcies if all else fails? If all else fails, possibly more bankruptcies.
Well, there's going to be a lot of those if people.
Is it too late to join AFLAC?
Yeah. That's you know, actually, I'll tell you, AFLAC's great, but Allstate has a similar plan, and it's like $8 a paycheck. So I'm letting you know that because I have it.
Okay, somebody brought up the ringtones. I really want to get the dude. You got
a
message.
I have allergies, y'all. That's why I keep.
Ringtone. They're bringing up the ringtones. They love the ringtone.
Oh, yeah. And you know, if you buy one of those and you have a problem downloading it, just email me and I'll get it to you through email. Or You know what? Just send a PayPal for $1.34 and tell me what you want for what phone, and I'll send it to you.
There you go.
We'll just bypass the whole store bullshit and get it to you.
Now, dude, that's a good business owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice. Okay. Where it comes
from, there are dude tees. Different
stories as well.
There are dude tees with a picture of my face. under support merch link and click on the t-shirt store and you'll find it.
What about Red Cross blood donations?
There's a serious shortage right now. And, you know, I don't know anything about it. I don't work for Red Cross. I don't know if they take blood right now or what's going on because is it infected? Who knows?
Where's your location? How do you know? We're in America. We're on the
east. We're in North America.
Coast, sort of America.
Actually, it's not too hard to find us. We do have a fan P.O. box.
Yes.
We don't live at that location.
Right. Oh, yes. So, taking alcohol and aloe vera, mixing it together. And by alcohol, I mean the isopropyl alcohol, rubbing alcohol, and aloe vera together can create your own hand sanitizer. So, a lot of places are going out of hand sanitizer.
Well, guess what? You
can make your own. We should make a video.
Honey, right on the skinny link.
The skinny.
You get your do-it-yourself hand sanitizer. The recipe's right on bizarrebus.com. And also, you can't hardly get alcohol anymore.
Yeah.
And
I have a ton.
Dude,
I'm a science teacher.
I update that link daily to make sure you can get it. So you can, here's the recipe available here at Amazon.
There you go.
Here's the aloe gel. And here is even a link for your bottles to put
Bizarrebus.com.
Click on the skinny and then do it yourself hand sanitizer.
Yes. I need to make a video though, for real.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I got that. Okay. I was just telling my boyfriend that you guys are so cool and down to earth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your post. How to protect our children at school. Okay. As a teacher, we try our best to keep everything nice and clean. Of course, kids are always coming down with flus and stuff like that. We are legally bound to tell you if this virus hits a school. And therefore, if that were to happen, your school would more than likely close. Even before that time, there would more than likely be a state of emergency in your area. And the schools would be closed before that even occurs. Yeah. Should be closed before that even occurs. So, in the meantime, tell your children to continue to wash their hands all the time.
5 times a day, okay? Really.
Before and after they eat, during and the day, even if they didn't just go to the bathroom, they need to be washing their hands. Don't put their hands near their mouth and face.
Well, and even adults, I did not realize how much I touch my face. So I've been using a tissue when I feel like I need to touch my face.
Yeah. Carrying around hand sanitizer if you can.
I mean, I can't. When you think about it, it gets worse. Have y'all noticed that? When you think about not touching your face, you're like, oh my God, I gotta touch my face. Dude.
Right. Can it spread via money? Is this a myth or is
this true? No, it's not a myth, man. Okay. China burned $1 billion, man.
What?
Did I say that word?
You shouldn't have said it.
Foreign country burned $1 billion, man, because it's dirty.
It's not a myth. Hello, you guys. Oh, man. No, we don't have our kids out of school. My sister and I both, we have kids, and they are still in school. In our location, it's not a state of emergency. In fact, there's no
cases. They can't test for it, dude.
There's no cases because they can't test for it
there
yet.
There are cases. They Until just don't what? Know yet.
Until this weekend? They're going to get the test in the hospital?
Next year.
I think.
Next year, y'all. When we'll know.
We'll be dead by then.
We'll be dead.
We'll be dead. Bye.
Real rap, y'all.
Bye, Felicia. I have to scan all day at Walmart.
Dude.
Wear some gloves.
Okay, so there was a chick at Costco. You know how they check your receipt when you're on the way out the door? She's wearing a mask. You should too.
Yeah.
And you should wear gloves when you're handling cash.
Absolutely. They're not testing Ohio yet because they don't have the test kits in.
We suck. That's why. It'll be next year, y'all.
Yeah. We love you too, Junior T. Ty.
What do you?
Junior Ty. Junior Till.
Wait. Junior T.I.I.
Okay. We love you too, man. What is this 88.3 billion about? Where's that coming? 8.5, 8.3?
8.5 billion.
Closed markets and treasury bond selling, or is it down the line?
I have no idea.
I don't know what the 8.3 and 8.5 billion is about, guys.
Maybe that's what the foreign country burned.
Oh, wow.
A lot.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. You could correct me on that.
Wow. Watch all your vids. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Thank you, Nate. Jennifer, 2134. 1.5 billion to go to other countries.
Yeah. Right. It's a hole. For what? We have problems. No offense. Why are we sending money to other places when we got
our own?
Own freaking problems, man.
I mean, no offense,
though. No, absolutely no offense at all. I'm just saying, you know, we can't even get a test up in this.
Okay, now. It's always 420. Bill Gates owns a patent on coronavirus.
He does. That's I've read it.
What?
He owns the patent.
So he makes money every time.
Dude,
what do you mean?
There was a story.
What does that mean?
It could be a conspiracy theory, but I saw
he created it?
No, he owns the patent for it.
I don't understand.
Okay, let's look it up.
Okay.
All right.
Just saying.
Somebody sent me a freaking link to that too.
Liberty Scum says it's not that big of a deal. Do you mean the virus isn't that big of a deal? Because I'm going to have to beg to differ.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to
kindly... We've been through this, dude.
Kindly disagree, okay? Kindly disagree. Tammy D. Vegas, thank you for the TikTok gifts. Appreciate you.
CNBC. Bill Gates says... Oh, wait. Oh, one in a century pathogen. Okay. Somebody else is saying it's a hoax.
Beach and Lysol, my new best friends. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that just sounds kind of weird. Like, I don't understand how you can have a
somebody
patent on a virus.
Somebody else is saying it's disinfo, but I don't know. I mean, I saw unless a story made it, on
and
it.
And therefore, why is he not in custody?
And Reddit says the company that owns the patent for coronavirus is owned by Bill Gates. Let's go into that link.
Patent to the vaccine? Reddit. Or patent to the virus? Patent to the vaccine would make more sense.
Well, let me go down.
But here, if it's a patent to the virus, then dude needs arrested immediately.
Well,
I don't care how much money you
I
have.
I mean, who knows at this point?
Because you killing people left and right with that. Bye. You die. You dead.
You dead.
You dead.
You gonna be dead.
Could the U.S. quarantine like China if they needed to? I don't think so. I don't think they'd be... Well, if it's a matter of national security, I guess they could. Because you're protecting the people by taking away their rights to move around.
Here's the story. Depopulation for profit? Bill Gates funded the Pierre Bright Institute, which owns the patent on the coronavirus.
I don't understand the patent. Because it's a man-made virus? Because it's a man-made
virus? I don't know,
virus?
Dude. Maybe he owns
How do you have
the
a patent
structure
on a dang
of it.
Virus?
I don't know, dude.
And if he has the patent on the virus and created that, then I'm sorry, Bill Gates, but I know you have a lot of money and you've done a lot of great things, but you need to go.
Buy Natural News, which is a iffy, who knows if this is real.
Okay.
Believe it or not, the coronavirus strain that currently spreading through foreign country and abroad is a patented virus that is owned by an entity called Pierre Bright Institute, which is partially funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Well, he could have had no idea. It's not him. It's
the patent
foundation.
Page for the coronavirus explains that it may be used as a vaccine for treating or preventing a disease such as infectious bronchitis in a subject, suggesting that this is just another weaponized viral strain designed to sell more useless, deadly vaccines while at the same time killing off a few thousand or perhaps a few
legit.
Million people. Yeah, so we don't know if that's legit. And I haven't done a story on that because... I will tell you that any story that I do, I try to make sure it's somewhat legit. I know that I've done a few that were not legit, that CNN or CNBC, and I'm not saying they're bad news organizations. For instance, last week I did a story about Washington being, or Seattle being a desolate place right now due to their situation. Right. And a bunch of people got on commenting that, hey, I'm from here and that's not true.
Okay.
Well, freaking CNN CNBC did the freaking, yeah. I don't live in Washington and Seattle.
We're trying
to. So how do I know? Right. So I'm just reading what I'm finding that seems legit. Sometimes I'm wrong. So it happens, okay. You know?
A bizarre abyss, you should share your Twitter if you have one.
Twitter, it's at Bizarre Abyss. Dude.
What? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I mean, dude. Look.
I'm sorry.
It's YouTube at Bizarre Abyss. Twitter at Bizarre Abyss.
Bizarrebiz.com.
Instagram at Bizarre Abyss. TikTok at Bizarre Abyss.
She loves you all.
I love you all. Facebook group
Bizarre
at Bizarre Abyss.
So the Twitter be at Bizarre Abyss.
It's all Bizarre Abyss.
Okay. No worries, man. Brain fart. It happens to the best of us. In fact,
I love
my
you.
Mom thought 2100 was next year.
I did for like one split. You know what? She will never let me live
it
that
never,
down.
Never.
It'll be 900 years from now. Our brains will be in robots. And she will be like, you thought it was 2100.
Our brains will be in robots?
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to die before
I'm
going to
be downloaded.
Happens. We're going to die before that happens.
My subconscious.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't understand why she's wearing a mask and not covering her nose.
Because she can't breathe.
It's not one of those masks.
Yeah,
it's just
not.
A mask to cover identity.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a different mask.
Is it bad?
I can't.
I have an N95. You're going to have to put on your underwear. Again.
Don't you dare.
No, look, though, for real, when you ordered some... This is her first time wearing this.
Yeah.
She has, like, five of them.
Yeah, and the first two times we did this, I was wearing underwear on my face.
It looked like a ninja.
With a scarf.
Get up, though.
Yeah, it looked really legit.
But that's honestly, why you were hot. Because you had a freaking scarf on.
Yeah, I'm so hot. I'm still hot, though.
She's...
I don't care. It was clean underwear, let me mention...
It was brand new. It just looked, it was a G-string.
It was the only thing. It was the only thing I could think of, man. All right, anyway. The masses are on Netflix and don't know this, S-I-H-I-T. I'm
what?
Sorry.
What does that mean? I don't.
It started to buff again. They don't want us to know.
Oh, is it buffering? Well, listen, I got three iPhones right here.
Trump
and
said
two of them I can't go live on.
Right. Trump said it's going to go away miraculously.
Dude, listen, they started prepping the White House 30 days ago, so it's going to go away miraculously.
I feel like, you know, you got to do this one thing. You know, what's that fairy from Disney? Tinkerbell?
What?
Ding. Ding. Okay, no. That ain't happening anytime soon, okay? Not anytime soon.
They prepped themselves 30 days ago. You don't think he's in a bunker right now? I would be. Oh, well.
Why is Trump so calm? Because he sleeps on a load of cash.
Well, that and
he doesn't have
prepped,
to worry about
man.
Mortgage. He doesn't have to worry about missing
work. There's
a
bunker under there, dude. He's got his own personal bunker.
Bill Gates owns the companies that chemtrail the skies.
That chemtrail?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, that's a whole... We haven't discussed chemtrails yet. And I don't know that I disbelieve chemtrails exist. I see them. So, yeah. We don't know what comes out of jets.
Right.
And...
Also...
Bizarre Teacher lived in the root of an air... Like, planes would go over her house and all the houses in her neighborhood had black stuff on the side of it.
But that's pollution, man. I mean, I'm not saying it's...
Chemicals!
I'm not saying it's other things, I'm not saying it's not other things, but I'm saying it's at least pollution.
Death tubes.
At least pollution.
Death tubes, man.
I'm not saying it's not real. I just don't know of, like, nobody I don't have any facts. Yeah.
And I haven't. I meant to do a podcast on it, but I haven't been able to take. Dude, between the news and my job, I literally haven't had time to write any podcasts.
Yeah. Ryan Smith, I agree. I don't disbelieve, but I'm curious. Like, it's kind of in the middle. That's how I'm feeling as well. That's how I'm feeling as well.
Also, I do want to say again, thank you so much for all the love.
Yes, there's so much love.
And if you send us a message, whether it's email or whatever it is, on the Facebook group, what have you, and the messages on TikTok, we'll eventually get to them, but it's really hard.
It's busy, yeah.
It is really hard. It doesn't mean we won't see it. And all the tags in the videos, I try to see those videos, mm-hmm. but if I don't get to that and heart it, it doesn't mean I don't care.
Right.
I cannot. There's so many y'all. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I try to friend as many people as I can and sometimes I can't get to it. So and we're only allowed to have 10,000 friends, right? So I make sure that there are people that...
Oh, 10,000? Really?
Yeah, we're only allowed 10,000 on TikTok.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This person says Trump is going to go away miraculously.
What are you saying? He's going to be Clintoned? Or he's going to go to his bunker?
Where's the new scarf that someone gifted you?
It did. It's here. I'm going to be honest. I'm washing it before I put it on. Because I'm kind of a germaphobe.
I mean, we've always been that way, even before this.
Yeah, I don't wear anything. I learned a lesson a long time ago about wearing stuff that you buy at a store before.
Recognize you from your tattoo.
What?
Apparently somebody recognizes me from my tattoo.
Really?
I mean, listen, the point of this is, and this is not about the virus.
That's a lie. They do not. It's bullshit.
I probably, but it doesn't matter to me as long as my work thinks that I am taking necessary precautions. Yeah, measures too. So even if somebody does happen to recognize me.
Because they may not like your opinion.
Yeah, even if they happen to recognize me, I'm not, that's fine. I'm taking the necessary precautions to disassociate with the school.
And I just don't give a shit.
All right, so there's that. Anyway.
Really?
Fruit of the Loom Ninja. Oh, Unit 10. We are best friends all of a sudden. Yes. Fruit of the Loom
follow.
Ninja.
Can you follow?
I can't from here.
Oh, that's right. We'll go back and follow.
That's funny, man. That's good. That's good.
Should we read a headline so we can talk about it?
Yes.
Okay. This particular headline says less than 2,000 Americans tested for the virus. Mm. Dude. Exclusive. The strongest evidence yet that America is botching coronavirus testing. And this comes from theatlantic.com. It's one of the most urgent questions in the United States right now. How many people have actually been tested for the virus? The number would give us a sense of how widespread the disease is. Yes, that is true. And how forceful a response to it the U.S. is mustering. But for days, the CDC has refused to publish such a count, despite public anxiety and criticism from Congress. On Monday, Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, estimated that by the end of the week, close to 1 million tests would be able to be performed in the U.S. And on Wednesday, Vice President Pence promised that roughly 1.5 million tests would be available this week. But the number of tests performed across the country has fallen far short from those projections, despite extraordinary high demand. So that goes back to what we were saying earlier, is that our state has not been able to test at all.
Right. They have tests or had tests
that
were approved by the CDC, but then they took it back and said, no, 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 don't use that. And they're supposed to be giving a new test soon, tomorrow, within a week.
And the CDC, when all this first started, was only updating the numbers on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now tell me how idiotic that is. The state of Ohio, when we watched our meeting today on the TV, their meeting today on television, they were talking about they will update 7 days a week now, the numbers. But that's when they get the numbers. Yeah, like they don't have the numbers.
The test hasn't been available to test people. So the numbers aren't accurate enough right now because they don't know. They haven't been able to test these people. So once that test comes out, those numbers, I'm going to assume, will skyrocket.
The figures we gathered suggest that the American response to the virus and the disease it causes has been shockingly sluggish, especially compared with that of other developed countries. I agree. I told you the WHO, which I have not been a fan of lately, go ahead. Had the tests, the CDC declined them. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is worthy of mentioning, but Top Jock 19 said they would marry you.
Oh. What?
You better look that person up.
Dude. Well, you know, I tried that once.
Shock. Shock and awe.
When I was 19, I was married for a year to her dad, and it didn't work. It didn't work
but
out.
But y'all were totally different people, like totally different spectrum, absolutely not even the same people.
Well, okay, so you know, whatever, I got you out of it, so it was worth it.
It
was worth it.
I'm alive,
but I haven't been married since, so
healthcare industry is going down first.
Probably not gonna happen.
Yeah,
plus sorry. I like sleeping by myself, and I get to watch SpongeBob every night.
Every night. Healthcare industries are going to go down first, according to Clint Youngstone.
Why?
Well, that makes sense.
We pay premiums every freaking week out of my... Dude! Tell them. We'll be back. Are you kidding?
It's so annoying.
Is it timed? Do they time us?
Maybe.
Come on. All right, we're going to take a break because the feed went down. So enjoy this commercial while we come back.
Online, but.
All right, we're back.
And we're back.
We're back. All right, so let me go to everyone wants to know where. This is just one study, okay? That talks about what it's made from. But I'm just going to read like the first part of it and you can. I had it linked, but I don't have it linked anymore. But I did save it.
Don't forget daylight savings time tonight.
That is correct. We lose an hour.
Thank you, Top Talk 19.
Who wants Can't we just stop mother? That completely? Like, we really
population need... control, man, is what they're saying. I agree. I don't usually agree with like non-scientific theory. I'm kind of like, eh. But in this case, it makes no sense to me how that hotel collapsed on its own. No. And it just so happened to be the hotel holding the people that are ill?
I mean, there's two there. We'll see if the next one collapses. All right. So, the uncanny similarity of unique inserts in the 2019 NCOV spike protein to HIV-1, GP120, and GAG. By all these people from
That looks legit, though.
It is. From the Indian Institute of Technology, New Delhi, India. From the University of Delhi, New Delhi. And India equal contribution, blah, 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 abstract. We are currently witnessing a major epidemic caused by the 2019 NCOV, the evolution of the 2019 NCOV remains elusive. We found 4 insertions in the spike. Glypsoprotein, which are unique to the 2019 NCOV and are not present in other coronaviruses. Importantly, amino acid residues, all in the 4 inserts, have identity or similarity to those of in the HIV-1 GP120 or HIV-1 GAG. And interestingly, despite the inserts being discontinuous on the primary amino acid sequence, 3D modeling of the 2019 NCOV suggests that they converge to constitute the receptor binding site. The finding of four unique inserts in the 2019 NCOV, all of which have identity similar to amino acid residues and key structural proteins of HIV, is unlikely to be fortuitous in nature.
I don't know where you're at.
Right there.
Okay.
Fortuitous in nature, this work provides yet unknown insights on the 2019 NCOV and sheds light on the evolution and pathogenicity of this virus with important implications for diagnosis of this virus. That's just the first paragraph, dude.
That's a lot.
Okay, so you can look for this. Just look for a study by University of India. They were forced to withdraw this study because there is super important information in it that they don't want the public to know, because then you can create your own, right?
Yeah, it sounds to me, even, I mean, I didn't quite grasp everything you were saying, but
there are four man-made receptors that have been placed into the virus.
It's an amino acid, complex virus, amino acids, like the HIV virus or something similar to that, with man-made attachments, if you will, for lack of a better term. So not only is it a very complex virus, but it sounds like it
attaches like the HIV virus.
Yes.
To your
DNA. Because it's an amino acid.
Right.
And your DNA needs amino acids.
Right. So that's why it's so easily
contractible.
You all can look that up. I had it linked on my website, but I took it down because, you know, FBI, right? So it was on there for like 5 days and I took it down. I have a copy of it just in case. You know, just in case.
Oh, man.
I need it. Like I needed it tonight.
So they're still asking about what your picture means.
What picture, dude?
The bizarre abyss picture.
Which one? The head, the header on the website, or the icon of everything?
I don't think they said. By the way, Tamiflu does not work on COVID-19, apparently.
You can treat the symptoms of this because it is similar to the flu. The symptoms are. Not the virus. The symptoms.
The grim.
So.
The grim. The Lady Grim. The icon.
Oh, okay. So that is a, I've been using that for
years. I mean, before all
years,
this.
Man. And
it was the icon for Bizarre Abyss when I was
back
a child.
In the day. And, when she was a child. And, so what it is a very strong woman carrying a
sickle.
Deadly weapon.
Whooshing. Bye.
So she is our icon. It's actually from a movie. Fantastics. What is it called? I can't remember. I can't remember right now. I'm just saying.
Oh, goodness.
But it's just because she's a very strong woman. It's from a movie from the 70s. It's a French flick.
So public salt shakers.
It's a horror movie.
So public salt shakers are out.
Dude.
Yeah, no.
You better
don't
bleach
do it.
That all day.
John
bleach
Watson.
It. Bleach
520.
I carry bleach wipes, dude.
Oh, man, that's funny. I need a gun. I don't think the gun's going to take care of the virus.
I do, too. I totally
but agree,
with you.
I agree. Well, that seems fit. The icon, that is. Awesome. I
yeah,
agree.
It represents strong women, so that's why. It's been our icon for, well, she's right here on my shirt.
Yes, there it is. There it is.
They it be.
All right, what else do you want to go to the next?
Okay. U.S. Customs not screening passengers from hotspots. Why is that? Why is that happening? Dude. Why is Customs still not screening passengers for the virus in hotspots? From hotspots like Italy, Iran, South Korea, who arrive at major airports, including JFK, LAX, Atlanta, and Chicago O'Hare. I don't know. You tell me, man. There's some idiots out here. The CDC is only mandating screening of the U.S. for flights from Iran and foreign country. People from Iran, Italy,
It's useless.
Why? And South Korea are meant to be screened before they board their flights because we don't have the kits.
Yeah. See, so that's why there's no screening now.
Okay, dude.
But there needs to be. As soon as we got those kits, there needs to be screenings no matter where you're going or where you're coming from. Do you know how
expensive that would be? They need to implement. Okay, so when we had the scare back in the day, they had a thermal graphic.
They want it to spread. They think it's on purpose. I don't disagree.
If it's a man-made virus, it probably is meant to be that kind of
deal. It's a problem. It's such a big problem.
But here's the thing. We have thermographic imaging that senses heat that we put in place that they charged us millions of dollars for. Why aren't they using those?
It's for people with flu?
It was, some
fevers.
H1N1 years
ago. You have to understand, people have the virus before they experience the symptoms.
That's what they're saying. So I guess it doesn't matter.
Even if you could somehow scan somebody for having a fever,
they've
already spread it.
Why didn't they shut the borders? That's the bottom line, dude.
Oh, man.
I said that a month and a half ago. Because
then you're talking about giving the people's freedoms away. Like, absolutely. But
you're sick. Shut the borders down. Okay? Period.
I agree. I'm just saying. They're not doing that because they don't have enough proof to be like...
Proof? People are dying!
I know!
Oh, I know! It's frustrating.
They want it to spread. I agree, man. Make sure the best store has big and tall sizes.
It goes up to like 4 or 5X.
Yeah.
Click on merch, y'all.
How long do you think before they shut down the airports completely? Like, LAX?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not with the government, so it's hard to judge. But if it was me and I was in charge, that shit would have been shut down, y'all, when it started happening in foreign country a month and a half ago, because they've already known about it since December.
Where would you stuff all these people if you did find it?
When they come in the country?
When they're going to the airport.
They're going back home, yo.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. I was the only one in the DMV.
Back on the plane. That's already infected.
Now I don't want to fly. I don't blame you, John
Dude,
Watson.
Dude, death tube, man. Death tube. Death ship, death tube.
I bet you girls are fun at parties. You guys are the bomb. Thank you, Presley.
Oh, well, I don't know. Last time you and I went to a party together was poker night. We played poker.
Where were we?
We had shades. It was after a bowling gig.
I don't even remember this.
You were very young.
Okay, I don't remember this. A party?
It was an adult party, and you were there. It was like all the bowling parents.
Oh, yes. Okay, I remember. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the last time we were at a party together.
I mean, yeah, we don't...
Semi-party. I mean, we don't, not like party.
We don't really party.
No, we don't.
Because it's my mom, man.
I quit partying a long time ago.
Anyway.
You know. Gotta get healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Better choices.
Northern Italy, 11 million quarantined.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about. And if you think it's not gonna happen here, you got something else coming.
They want to rid about 80% of the world's population. That solved the climate change problem.
You know what? If that many people think that that's why this is happening, then how can they be wrong? Not everybody can be a conspiracy theorist.
I don't necessarily think it's all a conspiracy theory.
I don't either.
I think it's, first of all, conspiracy theories, there's a reason they're in place.
I know that.
Because, and I'm not saying I support it or whatever, I believe in it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying conspiracy theorists and theories are connecting dots.
Right.
So it's not like those dots, I mean, sometimes they can be connected in very distant ways, but sometimes for this example especially, it's very easy to connect those dots and it's really hard to disprove it.
Listen, there are umpteen studies out there, not just the one that I read from India. There are Thailand studies. There are studies from Japan, Indonesia, all these freaking studies that you can get online and read. If you dig deep enough, go through the rabbit hole like I've done, you'll find them and you can read what the hell this thing is made of.
Speculation, Dustin Neat. some of it is speculation, obviously, because that's not what theory is. Yeah, they're speculation. Not. They're not. There's a lot of statistics that aren't out yet, so.
Yeah, and you know, I don't certainly claim to know everything about the whole thing, mm-hmm. for sure.
What is that music?
Is there music?
I hear music.
Dude, people park next to my car and they party and they've been busted in before. The car? So let me check it out.
Okay. You weave nutty ideas with truth to make people look crazy. I mean, you know, you gotta address all of it. You have to give the facts and then you have to give the theories that, you know, in addition to. Is there somebody out there?
No. But you know what? I don't make it up, dude. I don't make the news and I don't write the news. I read the freaking news. So how am I weeding nutty? Go complain to CNBC, CNN, and freaking Fox News, dude. Because that's, you know, or...
Oh, you have a golden radio voice. It's true. She's known that for a long time.
Thank you. Yeah. I know. I went into the wrong field for sure. I did. This one is a New York Post, man. I'm just reading the news, y'all. I don't make it up and twist shit.
They won't shut down the airports. They don't want to stifle the capitalist country.
Well, there's that.
Or it's the problem is a lot of times, climate change included, which we talked about in our first podcast, and this one, talking about the coronavirus, people put money ahead of lives.
That's the problem.
People put money ahead of lives, okay?
Well, that's been the case. Dude, the pharmaceutical industry is rot. With corruption.
Pharmaceutical, healthcare.
Just for, okay, let's.
Environmental. The dude, all of it.
The dude all who created the opium. What's that?
Yes.
What's that? Because I don't, I mean, I. Oh, the dude, the company that created Heather that is being sued for lying about how addictive it was. And these people are like totally addicted to it, man. It's an everyday problem. An opioid crisis.
It really is.
And you can't even get off it. That's why people turn to heroin, because it's cheaper than those pills. They're 20 bucks a pop on the street. I'm just saying. You know, that's what I heard. Not that I know. I'm just saying.
It's never too late for a career change, they say. Well, this is what we're in the process of doing.
That's what I'm trying to do.
You guys are the first.
I mean, you know, absolutely. Yeah, this is the first step in that.
Eventually we're going
to. Okay, so I could go to a
some other radio station or thing whatever.
Or get on the radio, but they certainly wouldn't allow me to talk about the shit that I want to talk about and tell you what I've been telling you.
So that's what this is, essentially.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you want to donate in order to help that cause,
that's what we're trying to do.
That's what we're trying to do, you know.
Yeah, we want to tell you the truth. We want to bring you. The whole point of this whole situation and the whole reason that this channel and website got started years ago was to bring you the truth, how you should be hearing it. The truth and how the news should be told to you, which it's not on mainstream news. So that's the whole point.
Presley 70, when did you start using Dude? That is a forever thing.
Oh, man, my whole life.
And my sister and I use Dude all the time, too, because, of course, we grew up with the term. So we use Dude all the time. My students make fun of me. They're like, because I call people dude and chick, like this chick over here. And they're like, chick? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just something. You can say dude in so many ways. It means so many different things.
Like, oh man, dude. Like that sucks. Or dude.
Dude.
Yes. Yes.
It's just part of my personality, I guess.
Do we live together? No.
Nope.
We travel when we do podcasts. We live close.
We live in the same city.
Yeah.
We go to each other's houses when we go live because it's much more fun to be together doing it.
Female Paul Harvey.
Oh. I like Paul Harvey. He's a radio dude.
Oh, okay. I should know that. I'm sorry. Make an app. They said make an app.
Make an app.
I never thought about that.
Well, I'm not a, I need money for that. Right. I used to do web design and quit doing it when all of that. I'm not an app maker, so I would need somebody to
help
to do that. I don't know how to do that. So my expertise ends at HTML5. So that's it. And really, when CMS, content management systems,
not
came
make
into play,
a nap, not a nap, an app,
app, app, not an appetizer either.
I'm dying. All right. Is there another one you'd like to speak about?
Well, Governor Cuomo declared a state of emergency Saturday as the number of coronavirus cases in New York jolted upwards.
Yeah.
With an additional 89 people now confirmed sick, which is probably more. This was earlier today. He said, remain calm. Remaining calm is not a priority. Testing is.
I agree. Why are you?
I'm not urging calm, he said.
Why are you keeping? This is, I agree.
And a
Thank
shot
you.
At those who have repeatedly called for calm in the face of the recent COVID-19 roiled stock market swings. I'm urging reality. Well, that's what all I've been
Thank
saying.
Thank God.
Finally, someone.
Can you, can Thank you, because when they
finally
that TikTok video I made that they censored the our government censored the media.
Yeah, I know.
And didn't allow
Tuesday.
Us to report. Yes, I was like,
Monday.
Why? We need information.
Well, because they want everyone to remain calm.
I don't care. There is not calm when you are censoring information to me, and I know about it.
I'm urging a factual response as opposed to an emotional response. I am too. I'm not telling you to freak out and go loot something. I'm telling you to prep. That's what I'm telling you. And it, finally, someone is saying the truth here. That guy can, you know, he's not a bad seed after all. Just saying. Maybe he's done some shit. I'm just saying.
Aw, you guys are so sweet. They love the fact that we're super, super close. Like, very, very much. I teach middle school and high school.
I love my family.
They said more people are saying we're beautiful.
Aw.
It's so
God,
nice.
You guys.
Paul is dead. Well, shit. I just went from really happy to really sad.
Paul.
Paul, the radio
dude, he is dead. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Man, I just went through a whirlwind of emotions.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, he was a good guy.
My darn emotions. Okay.
Anyway, New York, I dig it. Y'all need to be careful out there. And guess what? A TikToker a month and a half ago said there were cases. A chick from an ER over there said she's been treating it for well over a month. And they put a gag on the hospitals from even saying anything. So finally, someone's speaking some truth about it.
Thank goodness.
Which is great.
Take your money out of the stock markets?
Well,
I don't think
if everybody did that, there'd be an economic
collapse. Yeah, we can't do that.
Here's the thing. So when it's going great, you make money. When it's not going great, you don't. But let me tell you how you lose when you take it out, because then you don't have the opportunity for it to go back up.
Right.
This will at some point pass. So, I mean, I'm not a financial advisor. So disclaimer, you should absolutely speak to your financial advisor at this point if you're concerned about it.
I personally have finances and stocks and a lot of different areas, and I'm not concerned. I'm not a financial advisor, but at this point, I personally am not concerned with that.
When it goes down, if you take all that out, you lose all that money.
Mm-hmm.
So right now the market's down. Why would you take your money out? You should have taken it down a month ago or 2 months ago when we weren't having a problem.
They want our PayPal on TikTok because they want to send money to us directly.
Oh, it's bizarreabyss@gmail.com, the same as our email.
Fancy that.
If you go to bizarreabyss.com, it's bizarreabyss.com. On the front page, you will see our email where we right next to the PayPal sign. You can also send Venmo or Zelle to the same email, and we will get that donation. Thank you so much. For sure. Right. Everything you said is going back into production of the news. So we can keep bringing you the truth how you need it done.
Right. Nikki 1313, your advice is always down to earth and helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. We try. Yeah. We try, you know? I'm not trying to blow smoke up people's butts, for sure. Because you get enough of that every day.
Oh, somebody posted it. PayPal donations to... Thank you, Winter Breeze 10.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it.
A student came down from Italy, came back to St. Louis, Missouri, which is kind of a problem. Then somebody else, I can't remember who because I scrolled, but there was a parent-teacher conference that somebody came in from infected, brought it to the teacher got infected, quarantined herself, and then the school shut down.
There was a teacher that went on a trip that took a bunch of students to Italy with her, didn't she? And she came back too?
I don't know. I didn't hear about it, but that wouldn't surprise me because, for example, Columbus City Schools is having a trip to Japan. I don't work there, by the way, but having a trip to Japan.
Good job, dude.
I'm just saying, I don't work there.
Yeah, I know you don't. Thank God, too, for real.
Is having a trip to Japan not too long from now, taking kids to Japan. Why? I don't know if they've thought about it, but like, are you still going? We also, the school I currently teach at, they were taking a trip to another state soon. And so, are you still doing that? So far, there hasn't been a plan to stop that from happening. So, business as usual, as some of our followers have said.
My kid wouldn't be going on no trip.
Yeah, can maybe lead to an issue. I personally am not going on that trip. I've never done that because I have kids of my own and I can't travel a whole lot, but...
My grandkids wouldn't be going on that trip. I'm standing in front of the car.
We're trying to stay safe. Yeah, we're trying to stay safe. Yo is survive. I don't know. I'm sorry. I totally whacked your name, but that's okay. My bad. Drones. Watch out for the drones. John Watson.
You know what, man? One time I was chilling somewhere. I won't say where. And I looked out of my car and there was a freaking drone over an apartment building.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is that?
Oh, my.
It freaked me out, man.
Oh, my. I'm sure it did. I want a mom like yours, Seattle Smiles. I love her hair. My hair. Thank you.
You do have nice hair.
I like to try different things.
She's always doing stuff with her hair.
This is the first time.
And you can't touch her hair because she gets upset.
I just don't go like...
No, other people can't touch your hair. You get upset. You're like, don't touch my hair.
If I don't trust you, don't touch my hair.
Don't touch me, period, man. I got to have people like...
Yeah, don't touch me.
Just don't even get in my space,
I do
man.
Have a personal bubble, and I tell my students this all the time. I'm like, listen, don't take offense to this, but if I can punch you in the face, you're too close.
Pretty much.
Like, pretty much, dude.
If you're in roundabout kick
fashion... Yeah, don't be that close to me. Okay, please.
Bastard.
Also, don't give me a hug. I don't like a hug.
Don't touch me.
I like hugs, but I don't
only
do...
Only for my family.
Yeah. And also, I don't want to do a high five because that's too intimate. I just...
You know what? First of all, I used to play a lot of darts, you guys, and we would do the fist bump.
Yes.
Man, look.
You can get
one time I got a skin problem from that. And I had to go see a dermatologist, so I quit doing it.
Yeah. I'm careful, or try to be. If you have an open wound and you're trying to give me a fist pump, I'm like...
Yo, you gotta go.
Just kidding.
Here's some iodine, bro. If it stings, it's working.
Oh, gosh. Ew. Ew.
If it stings,
anyway, thanks
working.
For the hair. Maybe I should do hair tutorials for you guys.
She does a lot of crazy
I
stuff
do.
With her hair.
It's not if you didn't notice, it's inspired by the
it
Vikings.
Is. It's she's got a Viking thing going on right
yes.
now.
Yes, and plus I'm 33% Scandinavian.
What?
I'm just saying. Okay.
I don't know where that must be from your dad's
it
side.
It is. Because remember, he didn't know what he was, so I got a test.
He thought he was
test.
French.
I got a test.
So far from French.
Do you know if mosquitoes can transmit this disease?
I do not know. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know if it's, it's zoonotic. It's zoonotic. It can go from animal to human.
Right.
So that's a very valid question.
Let's Google it.
Oh, shit. All right. Let's see what we
got.
Let's
see. Hi, John Thompson, 960. Hello. A student from Italy. Yes, I read that. Oops. Oops. It is airborne, I believe. Lives on things. It's not airborne. It can only actually travel a couple meters.
Well, they say it's droplets right now. Yeah. But the WHO cannot disqualify it being airborne as of yet. They don't think it is. I think it is, personally, but they have not been able to rule it out.
It's not airborne.
They haven't been able to rule it out.
Apparently,
I read it on their website.
I've heard that it can go up to 2 meters. So if you're standing like this close, you can get it from somebody that's infected. But 2 meters is like basically from saliva or sneezing or something. Like you, and in fact, sneezing might even be able to go past 2 meters. Anyway, they said 2 meters from what I have read.
Well, that's if somebody doesn't sneeze either. I mean, right. That should.
Well, and if they're covering their cough and sneeze, but either way, just stay away from people, man. Go hoard yourself under a rock like Patrick Starr. Okay? Do it
now. I love
now.
Patrick. Dude, I love SpongeBob, man.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all's personality is so different. Yeah. I am the black sheep of the family. Like,
what?
I am not the same as anybody in this family. What? Do you not know? Have you never heard that before?
You're the black sheep.
I am the black sheep of this family. Everybody else is so pessimistic and nasty all the time, which I love, but I try to.
Did you hear that? Pessimistic.
Listen,
and nasty.
Bizarre Nurse is not here right now, but my sister.
She is
one of the most pessimistic people I've ever met in my life. And I love her for it.
We
but
have
we're
different
just very different. Yeah.
She does. She's not the black sheep.
I am the black sheep. Nah, man. It's a dark gray.
She's positive.
If you want to skew it a little, it's a dark gray. Sheep.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we have a different personality. It's true. It's okay, though. We love each other so much.
We do. But you know what? That's what makes everything. We're not the same. Like, we don't expect others to be like we are either.
Right. I know. Every time somebody coughs around me, I'm like, oh, God.
I am, too. I'm like, I'm done, dude. Why are you even in public? Don't even clear your freaking throat around me, man.
Don't. I don't want to hear
this
any mucus.
This chick at work was coughing.
No
and I'm
mucus.
Like, oh, God, thank God you're up front. I can't do it, man. I can't. Like, I'm freaked out. And then one of my coworkers came and was like, have you heard about coronavirus? And I was like, dude, are you seriously asking me this? Like, because they don't know. That's all I read. You
yeah,
know?
We're just.
They don't
just,
know what
yeah.
I do.
Because you always make those videos after.
Yeah, after work. They don't know. Hopefully. I haven't been called into the principal's office yet. Well, not the principal's office. You know.
It's okay. Even though we have very different personalities, we complement each other very well. We have different perspectives. We've been through different things. And if you put us all together, we make a very cohesive.
We do.
View. In my opinion. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for the freaking mosquito bit.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, there's really nothing on it because they don't freaking know. They don't know, dude.
Walking around in my neighborhood spreading all your fleas. Oh, wait, that's a song. Something about HIV and having STDs and shit. I don't know.
What?
It's a TikTok thing.
What?
Those youngins, man. Those youngins, they're like, spreading all those fleas.
What? Wait.
I don't know the song. I didn't do it.
We might have to look it up.
But if you look it up, it's like something about, oh, no.
Oh.
I got a disease.
Yeah.
Walking through these neighborhoods.
Yeah. I have heard that.
Something about STDs. And my students sing it. I'm like, gross, man. No. Why are you singing that? Like, and you're laughing? You think it's funny that you might have an STD? Oh, get out of here, man. Oh, my God.
They have no idea.
No. I'm like, that's those disgusting. Poor children. Those I was like, you got a children. Problem. Y'all got problems up in here. Dude, and I'm just trying to spread the facts.
It is not cool, y'all. Not cool.
Stop it.
I can't find nothing on mosquitoes giving it to people. Here's why. They don't know, dude. But it is zoonotic.
Thanks for trying, Mom.
Well, yeah, so there's that. I don't have a magic website that just tells
I called some lady out last week at a grocery, dry barking cough, and she didn't cover her mouth. Cats, dogs, everything. Yes. Thank you.
Dude, I would have too. You gotta go, yo. You gotta go. For real. I can't take you no more.
Welcome to Wonderland 777. You guys are great. Thank you for everything you do.
Oh, that's so nice.
Very nice. About to go nuts in Florida, apparently.
Really?
Apparently, according to...
You picked the wrong time to quit smoking, dude. Listen, I quit in the fall of 2018, and I was never so sick in my entire life. Like, mm-hmm. I got every freaking cold, every whatever. So... Hang in there.
Yeah.
It will be okay. Mm-hmm. After like 2 months, you'll be all right.
That's a nice timeline. That's a nice
It's
timeline.
Not bad. That's not bad. But the first week, I thought I would just literally commit mass...
murders?
Violence.
Oh.
Violence.
Sorry. Sorry.
But I got through it. Day four was like, just kill me now. Dude.
Oh.
But 2 months, you'll be all right.
When are our birthdays? My mom's birthday's in October. My sister's is in September. And mine's in June.
I'm Halloween, baby.
So, of course, we are much different because we're just different by nature, I guess. I gotta go, ladies. Presley 70. When's our next live? Hopefully next Saturday.
Hopefully Bizarre Nurse will feel better and we can get together next Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to end this podcast. So say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for tuning in.